Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Listen, Lamar Jackson is, he's a family member. It seems like a decade ago that he was negotiating his own contract. They paid him $260 million. That was last off season. They paid Jalen Hurts, bye-bye. They paid Joey, broke down, Burrow, bye-bye. They paid Lamar Jackson one seed. He's a fucking beast. He's an animal, and he deserves that MVP. 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 Baltimore is going to be on fire. Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. On today's banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, I, Willie Hutch, Hamas, and all Hamas terrorist raping supporters, plus NFL, NBA, and UFC. It's going to be a great weekend of sports. And why Nikki Haley fucked herself. She fucked herself out of the election. All that and more, a brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Boom. Biggity, boom. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. And this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Boom. Did I say my name is also the Gringo Mandingo? Yes. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling sane. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. Boom. Back in New York. Back in New York City, where it is snowing, where they do put salt on the roads, where they do plow the roads, unlike Portland, where DeAndre Ayton was unable to make it to the Portland Trailblazers game the other day because he was dealing with the same snow, the same unplowed, unsalted roads that I was just a few days ago. But we are here. Boom. Have no fear. Boom. Hope everybody's feeling real good. Hope everybody's feeling real safe. Hope everybody is feeling really sane. Michael Rapport, I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let's get to it. Boom. Back in New York City, as I told you, where it is snowing. It's the winter. It's a fucking winter. It is day 105 as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. It is day 105 since the hostages were taken. And I want everybody to continue to lean into any of the manipulation, excuses, this, that, and the third about Hamas, about terrorists. Fuck them. If you lose friends who support racists, fuck them. If you lose followers that support rapists, terrorists, sex traffickers, fuck them. You lose fans, fuck them. They weren't your friends, your followers, or fans to begin with. They did you a favor. Don't ask questions. Fuck them. You don't want that kind of slop around you. They're fake friends, fake followers, probably robot account cock suckers. Do not take steps backwards. Do not question yourself. Motherfuck them where they breathe. Double the fuck down. They ain't shit. It's 105 days. There's no fucking genocide. You can't believe a fucking thing that comes out of Gaza. You cannot believe a thing that comes out of Gaza. If there are innocent civilians, they are scared to death of the terrorists that run Gaza. They're frightening. They throw people off buildings in broad daylight. That would scare the shit out of anybody. They're scared to speak up. Those protesters going around trying to intimidate, they should be calling for Hamas to leave Gaza. They should be calling for the dismantling of Hamas. The victims of October 7th did nothing wrong. Their friends did nothing wrong. The survivors did nothing wrong. The family members of hostages, survivors, people who were slaughtered, burnt to death, did nothing wrong. Gaza's a shithole. It is a shithole because Hamas ran it into the fucking ground. Bully the bullies. Do not step back. Social media, especially places like Twitter and TikTok, have become cesspools of dog shit, negativity of the miserable, the bottom of the bottom. This kid, Noah Schnapp, getting bullied, actor, 19-year-old kid, on that show Stranger Things, one of the biggest streaming shows ever. They're bullying this fucking kid. He's Jewish. He came out as gay. He's 19. He's a fucking kid. Bullying him. Said he supports Israel. Said he's a proud Jew. Bullying him. I had a conversation with some people the other day asking me about this post I made about Martin Luther King. Basically, Martin Luther King, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. Let me tell you something. Zionism is very, 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 very simple. People are using this term as an insult. You could be Muslim and be a Zionist. You could be Palestinian. You could be from the Gaza Strip. You could be Saudi Arabian. You could be from Yemen. You could be from the moon and be a Zionist. Zionism is very, very simple. It simply means that you believe in the right for Israel to exist. It is very simple. It sounds exotic. Zion Williamson, Bob Marley, reggae, they sing about Zion. Totally different things. Zionism, when it comes to Israel, when it comes to Jews, simply means that you believe in the right for Israel to exist. Hamas is a fucking... Matter of fact, Miles Jordan, I'm about to Willie Hutch Hamas and the Hamas supporters. Let me get some of that motherfucking Willie Hutch. Hamas is a fucking mob. Not a Tony Soprano ran mob. Not the Corleone family. The real deal thing. It's a shithole mob terrorist ran organization. Do not back down to these motherfuckers that want to continue to support them. I read a report that since October 7th, on social media, posts with the hashtag or mentions of depression, ADHD, anxiety are down 22% on all social media platforms. Posts with watermelons, Free Palestine, and From the River to the Sea are up 211%. You know what that means? That means a little fucking anti-Semitism, a little anti-Jewishness, a little anti-Israelism, a little anti-Israel cures mental illness. Fuck these people. Fuck these bullies. They hide their fucking faces. They're cosplaying, running around like it's fucking Halloween. They were near me in New York City by Sloan Kettering Hospital, screaming and yelling at cancer patients the other day. Screaming and yelling from the street outside a cancer hospital on 71st and York Avenue. Fuck these scumbags. Fuck them where they live. Fuck them where they breathe. As of the recording of this podcast, 105 days. Fuck these motherless, motherfucking Hamas creep cocksuckers. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. S-H-I, and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
NFL playoffs are happening. And if you're crazy like me, continue to take time to enjoy your NFL and your NBA and your UFC and your Real Housewives. And I got a big announcement coming up. Oh, yeah. Big announcement coming up regarding me, reality TV, pop culture, and the Real motherfucking Housewives. I'm also going to be in New Jersey on the 26th. I will be in New Jersey on the 26th. Two shows in Jersey. Come see me live in Jersey the 26th. And I will be in Miami the 8th and the 9th. The 8th and the 9th. Performing. All tickets are information available. Michael Rappaport. Giggity. comedy.com, Michael Rappaport comedy.com. If you listen to the podcast, you come to the shows, DM me, let me know. I will try my best to say what's up to you if I can. Anyway, we're making predictions. The first game is in Baltimore. Listen, Lamar Jackson is, he's a family member. It seems like a decade ago that he was negotiating his own contract. They paid him $260 million. That was last off season. They paid Jalen Hurts, bye-bye. They paid Joey, broke down, Burrow, bye-bye. They paid Lamar Jackson one seed. He's a fucking beast. He's an animal, and he deserves that MVP. 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 Baltimore is going to be on fire. They're going to be fucking on. They're rested. This is the same Ravens team that smacked around the 49ers and the Dolphins just a few weeks ago. CJ Stroud is a star. We have never seen a rookie quarterback play this well before. Check the fucking numbers. Tank Dell, Noah Brown are not going to be there. Nico Collins is amazing. I fuck with big Dalton Schultz. He's got the name of a Jew, but he's not. Devin Singletary has been a breakout running back star. The Texans went from being one of the worst teams in the league to one of the best. Just like that. You heard that snap? Just like that. But you know where there's a but. It's never good news. This is the end of the road. Cue up the Boys to Men music. This is the end of the road. The Ravens defense is too relentless. They're all ball hawks. The entire fucking defense has a nose for the ball. They have a nose for that ball. Not only that, but Mark Andrews is coming back. The second best tight end in the league. The Ravens are going to light the fucking scoreboard up. And maybe it ends up being a shootout, but Nonetheless, the Ravens are winning the game. Houston isn't ready for this. This is going to be a cold, cold weather slugfest, but the Ravens are going to win game numero uno this weekend. Mark it down. The second game on Saturday is the Packers at the Niners. This is going to be a good game. I never thought that the Packers and the Niners would be a good game. I didn't think the Packers were going to be here, but this is going to be good. The Packers went into Dallas and obliterated the Cowboys. As of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, somehow, someway, Mike McCarthy still has a motherfucking job. Allegedly, Mike McCarthy will be back, and Jerry Jones is in a rubber room somewhere trying to figure out what the fuck went wrong, and I love it. The Packers are peaking, though, at the right time, 4 games in a row. They're young, and they don't know any better. They don't know what the fuck is going on. Jordan Love has been great. Aaron Jones said, get on my back and ride, motherfucker, ride. Aaron Jones has made all the cheeseheads say, Aaron who? Regards to Aaron Rodgers, that fucking kooky, whack job, conspiracy theorist, dumb fuck, almost got Pat McAfee fired. Talking that dumb shit. You almost got your boy fired from ESPN. Anyway, it's a great story, but this is the end of the line. The Niners didn't come this far. The good Christian wants a ring. One of my favorite football players ever, Deebo Samuels, wants a ring. Brock Purdy better be sturdy. Don't turn the ball over. There may be some rain in California, which would favor the Niners too. The 49ers find a way to win this game. But if you're a gambling man, I think the Packers cover. Boom. And then Sunday back to Detroit. And you know, Slim Shady, you know the Shady One will be in the building. Megatron, Barry Sanders will be in the building. Lions controlled the game versus the Rams for the most part. The two-headed monster of Ja Gibbs, who I have to say, would I say he was disappointing for my fantasy? He started late. Let's just say that. Would I pick Ja Gibbs next season? I don't know. Not if Montgomery's there. He's sick. Anyway, this is not about me. This is about the Detroit Lions. This is about predictions. That sun god, St. Brown, is fantastic. Friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, Jared Goff, is reminding everyone that he has been in a Super Bowl. Do not forget, he might have fucked up when he was in that Super Bowl, but he was in a Super Bowl, and he's a friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. And now he faces off against another friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, Big Mike Evans, one of my favorite players in the league, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker, the touchdown maker, is the talk of the town. Never thought I'd be saying that. Never. I don't think he thought anyone would be saying that. Maybe he did. I know there was an evening, there was a night or two on that pillow where he was like, what the fuck? But he, like I said on the last podcast, resilient fuck. That Baker is resilient. Everyone is happy for Baker, and for good reason. He's been sick. The Bucs won the Super Bowl in 2020. Some of the same guys like Chris Godwin are still there. Cade Otton, Rashard White are the difference makers. Their D's can stuff. The D's can stuff the run, no Bruno. Detroit will be a huge home field advantage. But in the playoffs, that can work against you, especially if you fall behind early. The Lions did beat the Bucs in Tampa earlier this year, but that was then. This is now. I smell. You hear the sniff. I smell a motherfucking upset. Give me the Bucks winning this game to face the 49ers in the NFC Championship, even though I would be thrilled to see the Lions. But I got the Bucks versus the Niners closing out the weekend in Buffalo. It's going to be freezing again. They knew it was happening. I knew it was happening. Everyone knew it was happening. Here we go again. Buffalo versus the Chiefs. It's going to be brick cold. Patrick Mahomes. Mahomie has never played in a road playoff game. Can you believe that shit? He's never played in a road playoff game. Bills Mafia is going to be insane. They're going to be going nuts. Fighting before the game. It's going to be 12 degrees if you're lucky. Barrick cold. This is going to be a good, fun football game. I am sitting down. I'm getting my popcorn ready for real. Mahomes, Jumbo Josh, Magic. Chiefs have a better defense, especially at the corner. Diggs has not been able to find his rhythm. He's a fucking head case. He's a fucking head case, that fucking Stephon Diggs. I don't care what anyone says. They need him to break out. Get your fucking medication. James Cook, Dalton Kincaid. They need to pick up the slack. Will the real Travis Kelce please stand up? Please stand up. You're looking suspect. You're looking like you're getting Taylor Swifted, my man. Jason Kelce, his brother, most likely retiring. Travis, I don't know what the fuck kind of vagina Taylor Swift has, but you need to, you can't be dropping balls. No, Bruno. This game is going to be classic. This game is going to come down to the wire. And as much as I want the Buffalo Bills and the Bills Mafia to win this game, I'm going to say right now that the Chiefs are going to inch this out, no Bruno, in an instant classic. So it's going to be the Bucks versus the Niners, the Chiefs versus the Ravens. The NFL is fantastic. The NBA is fantastic. On the last episode, I did say that Pascal Siakam was getting traded, and boom, now he's on the Pacers. That is going to be a fucking crew. I'm happy for him. Good guy. Never going to ever really like the Pacers. Shout out to Reggie Miller and his teeth. But it's hard not to like that team. Different team from when they had those goons. Jalen Rose, friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Chris Mullin, Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas coaching. Them Davis boys. Nasty fans, but now they have a new generation. Halliburton, Turner, Mathurin, Buddy Hield, Siakam, and a bunch of guys who love to play for the coach, Coach Carlisle. The East just got put on notice. I said the other day that I didn't think the Sixers were going to make a move, but they may have to now. They need to go get Bojan Bogdanović from the Pistons. Might mean they got to get rid of Tobias Harris, but they should try and keep him. I like Toby Harris. Maybe the Knicks should get Bogey. I don't know if they have the pieces. Anyway, the Knicks need someone else. Okay? The Knicks are going to be a disappointment again come playoff time. They're going to do good, but they're going to wind up being a fucking disappointment come playoff time. They're not winning a championship. They're not getting to a championship. They could possibly get to the Eastern Conference Finals if like a minor miracle happens. But these are some players I could see being traded. For some reason, the DeJounte Murray experiment in Atlanta didn't work out. I could see them getting rid of him, DeAndre Hunter, Bogdan Bogdanović, and Clint Capella. I would be shocked if Trey was traded. I doubt they're getting rid of Trey. with the good hair. I love that fucking Trae Young. Trae with the good hair Young from the Bulls. This is a fucking mess. Patrick Williams, DeMar DeRozan, maybe Zach LaVine, Jewish name, but he's not. Vucevic. But they would need a big deal from the Nets. Dorian Finney-Smith, maybe. Ben Simmons, what the fuck? What the fuck happened to you, man? Somebody put a fucking, like a voodoo curse on this fucking guy. From the Raptors, Bruce Brown, Dennis Schroeder. I could see Terry Rozier from the Hornets getting traded. The Wizards are a shit show. Kyle Kuzma, Landry Shamet. I could see them fucking going somewhere. And like I said, the Pistons, Bogey, Burks, Gallinari could be on the move again. And maybe Isaiah Stewart. Shit's about to get wonky in the NBA. In the West, the Mavericks are getting somebody. They wanted Pascal. They're probably going to wind up getting Jeremy Grant from the Portland Trailblazers. Hope he's not snowed in. The Kings have been a mess. I don't know what happened with Dan. Harrison Barnes cooked. Harrison Barnes done. The Thunder need to make a trade. Do something with those draft picks, Presti. It's time. But the West, the fucking Minnesota Timberwolves are the best team in the West as of the recording of this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, which is also the same recording where it is day 105 since the hostages were kidnapped in broad daylight. The Nuggets, Clippers, obviously, Pelicans are deep. No Bruno. They're mean. And they got some chutzpah. That's not counting the Suns, the Jazz, the Lakers, the Rockets, or the Warriors. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but the Warriors are fucking done. But I could see Doug McDermott, Zach Collins from the Spurs being traded. Brogdon and Grant, bye-bye. Maybe DeAndre 8-2. Maybe he wasn't snowed in. Maybe he's getting traded. The Grizzlies, Luke Kennard is back. And a contender needs to get him. Maybe the Knicks. Maybe the fucking Knicks. Marcus Smart should be moved also. Fuck. He went from Defensive Player of the Year. Anyway, I'm not trading Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's not getting traded during the middle of the fucking season. That's not happening. Wiggins, I don't know what your fucking deal is. A lot of people have been talking about trading Klay Thompson. Jordan Winter of the Dust Brothers talking about trading Klay Thompson. Not fucking happening. Not on my watch. You're not trading Klay Thompson during the middle of the season. It's not happening. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Like I said, NBA is always fantastic, NFL always fantastic, and we have UFC Saturday night. I'm making predictions. I'm staying up late. Big Dick Donald Trump, I don't know if he's going to be at these fights. Maybe Nikki Haley needs to show up to the fights. She sounded insane. Nikki Haley, you could kiss whatever hopes and aspirations you had to be president goodbye, talking fucking crazy, then doubled down saying this country has never been racist. What the fuck are you talking about? Miles Jordan, play the clip from Nikki Haley. Nikki the Quickie Haley is bye-bye. Hold on, play this clip.
I want to ask you about a comment you made earlier this week. You said that America has, quote, never been a racist country.
When you look at, you know, the Declaration of Independence, it was that, you know, men are created equal. But what I look at it as is I was a brown girl that grew up in a small rural town. We had plenty of racism that we had to deal with. But my parents never said we lived in a racist country. And I'm so thankful they didn't. Because for every brown and black child out there, if you tell them they live or were born in a racist country, you're immediately telling them they don't have a chance. And my parents would always say, you may have challenges. And yes, there will be people who are racist, but that doesn't define what you can do in this country.
You're talking about the ideals of America, but America was founded institutionally on many racist precepts, including slavery.
But when you look at said all men are created equal, I think the intent was to do the right thing. Now, did they have to go fix it along the way? Yes, but I don't think the intent was ever that we were going to be a racist country. The intent was everybody was going to be created equally. And as we went through time, they fixed the things that were not all men are created equal. They made sure women became equal too. All of these things happened over time. But I refuse to believe that the premise of when they formed our country was based on the fact that it was a racist country to start with.
Nikki, if I didn't Willie Hutch Hamas already, I should Willie Hutch you. Anyway, UFC this weekend. I'm on Bueno Silva in the women's slobber knocker. If you want to make some money, you want to watch the fights, I got Bueno Silva. Then we have what we've all been waiting for, one of the great shit talkers in the UFC, Sean Strickland versus Duplass. They hate each other. They love each other. They DM each other. They were throwing fists at each other. At the last main event in Vegas, Strickland is a fucking nut job. I got Duplass plus money. I got Duplass, and I know I'm not saying his name correctly, plus the money. If he pushes forward on Strickland, it is money in the bank. Strickland's defensive wrestling ain't that good. The new champ. And that is coming from me, the champ. Okay? I'm going with the South African to become the new champion this weekend in the UFC. Anyway, I am done. Come see me live in Jersey. Come see me live in Miami. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you have not rated the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, if you have not given a 5-star review to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, please do so now. I want you to stay safe. I want you to stay sane. But most importantly, I want you to stay disruptive. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Iggy, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Take me at it with something real nice. Take me at it with something real loud. But most importantly, end this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with something real funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. And I'm out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L. S-H-I, and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.